It's the Kix 96.9 Morning Show with JP, Lauren, and Husker Nick on Kix 96.9.
Who has the coolest gadgets? Who has the tricked out ride? Who does the sickest backflips?
Such a great movie. Gotta like Lego Batman, it's pretty good. And it leads us into a great, probably the best version of catching a criminal ever. A guy went into Walmart in Texas in Fort Worth Sunday and had tried to shoplift four DVDs, one of which was the Lego Batman movie.
What?
Well, he almost got away with it. He almost had a chance to get away. He walked outside. He was busted by an off-duty cop.
Oh, bad luck.
The best part about this off-duty cop, he was dressed as Batman. Cop is named Damon Cole. He dresses up as superheroes to do community outreach to kids, and he was at a safety fair at the Walmart that day. The guy got a citation for shoplifting less than $100 worth of merchandise.
This officer 100% had to stay in character the whole time, right?
Oh, yeah.
Hey. What do you think you're doing with my DVD?
He's not
what are you doing
tall.
With that DVD? Where are you going with that DVD?
You didn't pay for that, did you?
I'm Batman.
You should be paying extra for that DVD because it is a high-quality movie featuring the world's best superhero.
I've got the best quads ever. I have 10 abs.
Yeah, it's such a good movie.
I'm going to need you to go ahead and return that DVD. Walk that back right then.
You have the right to remain silent. Or be scared.
Like, that's pretty much what he was saying to him.
Did you say he's a small guy?
He's not very
tall. Officer?
The officer, he's wearing... I'll put the photo, but you can see it on Facebook and Twitter at KX969. He's wearing the Batman uniform from Batman v Superman.
Oh, but it's awesome.
But it's a great suit. But he's... Compared to the guy who got busted for shoplifting the DVD...
Do you have to wait for the bat signal to go up before you chase him, or do you just start chasing him?
I mean, isn't at that point the Batman DVD, isn't that its own bat signal?
Probably.
When it gets stolen, I believe it projects one.
Excuse me, sir.
Into the sky.
Did you pay for that DVD?
You may be a lot bigger than me, sir, but you're also wearing flip-flops, and I believe I can take you.
It's an epic effort.
I mean, can you even be mad about it if you're the guy that just stole stuff? If you just stole the Batman DVD and Batman himself is outside the store to stop do you just give up?
Honestly, the moment you start walking out the door, if you happen to see there's a guy dressed as Batman out there, you should realize you're about to get captured.
Well, the thing about it is...
Like, that's just karma.
The photo looks like this guy didn't even try to run. He just saw him as like, crap.
Nah, it's Batman.
Here you go. Here's the DVD. I'll just stand here in my flip-flops and let you give me a citation.
I wish it was instead of Batman and the Lego Batman movie, I wish it was Terminator and the guy was dressed up as Arnold Schwarzenegger or something. Like, what are you doing? You know, and he's like, I'm a cop. You idiot, you know, and he's just like screaming at him.
Why are you stealing movies that are 20 years old?
Get to the chopper.
I guarantee that's on Netflix.
He's going to the chopper. Somebody stop him. I'm a cop, you idiot. Who is your daddy and what does he do?
This is an interrogation. What's happening here?
Oh, I just read another detail of this. Huh. Batman backed up the door greeter that actually tried to stop the guy first.
So the door. Okay, so imagine the moment where the door greeter's standing there, and we've all been to like Walmart and met door greeters, and it's usually like some super nice old person, and you're like, hey, could you not steal those movies?
I don't think you paid for that.
And this like giant human who's stealing these things, like, get out of my way, door greeter. And then behind the door greeter, it's just like slides over.
Batman.
And like Batman just folds his arms and doesn't say anything, and the guy's all of a sudden like, okay, here you go. I'm so sorry.
Damn it, I got caught.
And the door greeter's like, damn right.
I didn't realize I was stealing a documentary. What the heck is going on here?